The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? I'm your host, David Williams, along with my co-host,
the best co-host ever, Sam Brewski, and this is Hoop Ball Grizz.
The best ever is debatable.
M is only one, so it is the best ever.
Okay, all right. Man, you know what's crazy about today? The Grizzlies play super early because of scheduling.
Super.
Playing LA Staples Center. There was a hockey game tonight. So Grizzlies got the early window game. And that kind of sucks a little bit. Love basketball, but it's NFL playoff weekend. The NFL playoffs started today.
I found that out today, by the way.
I have not watched a single snap of the NFL playoffs yet.
I saw the first quarter of, I don't even know, is it the
Bills Texans?
Yeah. And it was the, I don't know football. I don't claim to know football. I know who Cam Newton is and the Carolina Panthers and the Patriots, and I know a few more, but I don't claim to know football. I don't know football, but I did get to see that, and I saw the Buffalo logo, so I figured it was the Buffalo Bills and somebody else.
Yeah, Bills and Texans.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the names, but.
Yeah. I was watching the Grizzlies game, got to cover it. It's all right. There's plenty. I've got the rest of tonight now, and I have tomorrow. Watch the playoffs.
I think the Bills were actually up 13-0.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at the score.
I think they were.
I saw the Bills took the lead early 7-0, and then
yep,
I saw
13-0. Then,
like Josh Allen had a monster run, and so I on Twitter tweeting about the game, and honestly, man, I was slacking today. I was so tuned in to the game against the Clippers that I didn't tweet as much as I normally do.
I did.
I was watching it, and I'm just in awe because the Grizzlies are not supposed to do that to the Clippers.
They beat a good Clippers team.
The Clippers were missing Paul George. They were missing Pat Beverly. But that's a championship team.
They have Kawhi Leonard, and the way they talk up Kawhi Leonard, he can beat anybody with one hand tied behind his back.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying what they were saying.
Guys, we're going to talk about our partner early today. We're going to talk about MyBookie.ag, and then we'll get back into the game. MyBookie.ag is running a special right now. We just talked a little bit about the playoffs starting today. You still have time. Go over to MyBookie.ag. They will match your initial deposit up to 50% for $1,000. So you deposit $2,000, they're going to give you an extra $1,000 just for using our code. The show's code is Grizzly. You go over to mybookie.ag, you enter the code Grizzlies, and boom, you get half of whatever you deposit. If you're betting on the NFL playoffs, you missed a little bit. You missed the first game, but the Super Bowl is a big money game. Everybody knows that. The Super Bowl has got to be the most bet on single game throughout the year. I can't imagine that there's any other game that is bet on more than the Super Bowl. So now's the time. Go over to mybookie.ag. You sign up. You make your initial deposit. You use the show's promo code Grizzlies. They're going to match you up to $1,000, half of whatever you deposit. So if you're planning on betting on the Super Bowl, go over to mybookie.ag. Put your deposit in there and get half of what you were going to bet. Increase your bet size to have a chance to win more money. If you're betting before the Super Bowl, get in there. Get in there now. You can group together. They have parlay wagers. You can group together your bets. If you want to bet on multiple games, put them together all in one and get bigger winnings. You can earn a lot more money by pulling everything together. MyBookie.ag, the show's code is Grizzlies. MyBookie has been around. They're a trusted name. It's a no-brainer. It's free money, guys. You go over to MyBookie.
Free money.
Enter the code Grizzlies, and they're matching your initial deposit 50% halfway of whatever you deposit up to $1,000.
Win-win situation.
It is.
Just more money. And if you win, it's just more money in your pocket that you didn't have to put in. Bingo.
Yeah. And they've got more than just football. If football's not, if you're listening to the podcast, you might not be a football guy at all. Basketball might be your jam. You can bet on basketball all day over there. There are tons and tons of stuff to bet on MyBookie. There's sports stuff, basketball, football, baseball, soccer, and a lot of stuff in between. Go check it out, mybookie.ag. The show's code one more time is Grizzlies. Let's get into this game, Sam.
Let's do it.
So I talked about not tweeting because I was just kind of like dug into this game and worried that I was going to miss something. And it seemed like every single time today that I got, you know, I'm sitting there with my tablet and I'm watching the game and I was tweeting a little bit, but every time I would look down to start tweeting something,
and something would happen.
I would miss something.
I did the exact same thing. I missed Jaren Jackson's dunk. I did. The gnarly, I don't know if it was an alley-oop because I didn't get to see it. I know that everybody went absolutely crazy. Well, the team did. They're playing in Clipperland, but
There was one late where he caught an oop, and I think Dylan threw it to him.
Okay, that was the one. Because I missed that, and I also missed Jonas's one jump shot. I missed that, too. Luckily enough, they showed a replay of that.
Yeah, he had kind of an interesting start to this game. JV did today. He was scoreless in the first half.
Yep.
But he had 10 rebounds.
Yeah.
He was cleaning up on the glass.
He actually got blocks today, too.
Yeah.
I love to see that.
The Grizzlies didn't have a block against the Kings. They had 10 today between three guys. It was Jay, Jaren, and Jonas. And Jay and Jonas had three each, and Jaren had four. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Grizzlies just from start to finish outplayed the Clippers today. And if you're the Clippers, if you're a Clipper fan, there's no way you can be happy about this because now the Clippers have lost to the Knicks and the Grizzlies, two teams that are not really good teams.
I didn't realize they lost to the Knicks.
I'm not going to – somebody – Brandon Marcus tweeted about it, and I'm like, hey, easy on the bad team thing. And he's like, well, just because the Grizzlies are young and exciting doesn't make them good. I'm like, okay, all right. I'll give you that, man.
Wow.
The Grizzlies are young. They're learning. I wouldn't consider them a good team right now, but they are fun to watch. Just keep the Grizzlies away from the Knicks. I don't want to be in that same conversation as the Knicks.
What is the Knicks record anyway?
I don't know, like 1-700.
No, it's, they're not that bad. No, they've at least won two.
Yeah, they've looked better since they made the coaching change. And I hope that after we're running off down a rabbit trail, I apologize, but I hope that after Fizdale lost this job that he doesn't see another head coaching job in the NBA.
I could talk an hour about him and him not starting Elfrid Payton there. I said it. That was so dumb.
Weird is the only – that's the best word that I can think of whenever it comes to him and his rotations. And I don't doubt that the guy knows about the game. There are some players in the game that have high regards for him. So I have no doubt that he has a very high basketball IQ. High basketball IQ. I'm sorry. I'll do better next time. But it just doesn't translate. When he's the head coach, he didn't look good in Memphis. Looked worse than awful in New York. Maybe he'll get another opportunity later on down the road, but I hope that he learns from the stuff that he done wrong.
I would hope.
It sure does not look like he has based off of what he was doing there in New York.
By the way, the Knicks record is 10-25.
Grizzlies are 14-22.
So the Grizzlies are better. So that guy just needs to stop it.
We had a little back and forth there. It's all fun, man. I'm not saying the Grizzlies are on the level of the Clippers today. They were better. You know, the only lead that the Clippers had all day long was 2-0.
That's it. I didn't think of that. Yeah, I guess so.
Grizzlies basically led this game wire to wire. It was a great team game. That the stats, like everybody, just played well today. The Grizzlies executed. They played defense. They weathered the runs, and that's something that the Grizzlies have struggled with. Is when a team goes on a run, they struggle stopping the run. That a couple dunks and John Morant made a couple free throws to stop the Clippers' run. Grizzlies close the third quarter on an 11-0 run, take a 24-point lead into the fourth, and then the Clippers come out 10-0, start of the fourth quarter, and I'm Mr. Doomsday over here because the Grizzlies have struggled closing the game. I'm like, oh, you have got to be kidding me. Here we go.
You're going to be the play here, have a chance to be the playoff team and choke.
And then Ja makes a couple plays, makes a pass to Jaren, gets a dunk, gets to the free throw line. They weather the run, and the Grizzlies open the lead back up. So that's – it's learning. I just – man, that Kings loss still – it's a bad taste in my mouth. They should have won that game. Anyway, the stat lines, Jay Crowder nearly pulls off a triple-double today. He had 27, 8, and 7. Jaren Jackson had 24, 6, and 4 blocks. JV struggled offensively. I say he didn't shoot the ball much in the first half. He only shot it twice in the first half. Missed both of them, but he had 9 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks. Dylan Brooks, what do you have? You got his numbers?
Dylan, he had 22 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists.
What did he have again?
22 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. It's still alive and well. I can't think of because Brevin has a thing that he calls it too. It's some kind of philosophy. If Dylan scores 20.
It's the Fisher. Oh, it's Fisher something. What do you call it?
Because he goes up the, it's legit. It works.
Fisher's Law.
Fisher's Law, yeah.
Fisher's Law is still alive and well. The Grizzlies remain undefeated.
If Fisher's Law, is that like to do with the Bass Pro Shop and all that?
No. Okay. No, Fisher, you have Brevin, and then Fisher is part of the Fox Sports team.
Okay, all right, never mind.
He does the sideline reporting. He is the one, like, he'll talk to the coaches coming out.
Yeah, that makes
after
sense
that.
Now. Yep.
Yeah, so Fisher's all.
I was about to say, if it's something to do with it, stop it.
No.
They have enough of that Bass Pro Shop stuff going, which is cool. You know, they have the Bass Pro Shop play of the day and, you know, all that stuff, which is, it's fine, but.
Yeah, no. Okay. So, Grizzlies remain undefeated when Dylan scores 20 or more. Ja Morant, solid game, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 22 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Brandon Clark, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Tyus Jones, his shot was falling today. 11 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. De'Anthony Melton, 8, 7, 4, 2 steals. Grayson Allen, 9, 2, and 1. So, team game. Jay Crowder played well against Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi's still going to get his numbers. When you have an elite guy, you know, I talked about Dylan on James Harden. When you have a guy that is at the level of Kawhi Leonard, he's going to get his. You have to make him earn it, and Jay Crowder done that today. It's just shocking. The Grizzlies were there. They stepped it up. They were ready to play. It's like the Clippers didn't, because it was an early game, the Clippers were not awake and showed no interest in playing in this game. That's Brandon made a great point on Twitter. You know, he lobbed the Grizzlies and the Knicks all together. And, you know, I was tweeting at him, just talking a little bit of crap. But the Clippers just made some bonehead plays. Bad turnovers, defensive end. The Clippers are, because of who they have on their roster, considered defensively one of the best teams in the league. You have Patrick Beverley, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George, three wing defenders that are arguably in the top five in the league as far as defensive players. Those guys are great defenders. But it didn't translate today. Grizzlies were just better today.
They are better.
Any given Sunday.
Any given Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, whatever day it was, is today was just one of those days. The Grizzlies shot well from the field. They were 51% from the field today. Made 18 threes, I think. Let me verify that. I think that was right, 18 threes. You got it over there, Sam?
I don't. I've got their percentage.
Look, Sam's slacking. He's only halfway doing it over there.
I know.
They did. They were 18 for 39 from three, 46%.
46.2%.
Yep. Had 11 offensive rebounds. They allowed 11 offensive rebounds. Allowing offensive rebounds is scary to me because it didn't really come back to bite them today. But giving good teams second chances more often than not will come back and kick you in the face. It will hurt you. I could go on and gas them up all day. It was a great game by the Grizzlies. I love being this invested. Right. Anthony Sain wrote an article talking about how the Grizzlies are in a rebuilding year. And in year one of the rebuild, fans are invested in this team. I went in, my win-loss prediction for the Grizz, I predicted, 20 games? Do you remember what I predicted, Sam?
I don't remember exactly.
I think it was 20 was my prediction that the Grizzlies.
I think you said 25, actually.
Did I? Okay.
I think it was 25 because I said 35 and you had 10 less.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, it was 20 or 25. So I didn't expect the Grizzlies to win much this year. But they have been so exciting, and I'm so invested in this team. And it's not just me. The Grizzly fans as a whole are invested a lot more in the win-loss. I retweeted it. Go and check it out. It's a great read. Anthony Sain, he is a beat writer for Sports Illustrated, covers the Grizzlies, writes a lot of good stuff. Go and check it out. Read his article, and he talks about how the fans are invested in this young team and more worried about the wins and losses than what we should be. Because if the Grizzlies finish off the Kings the other night, which they should have, and it still kind of ticks me off that they did not, if they finish them off right now, the Grizzlies would be at 15-21, and in the Western Conference, 15-21 puts them tied for ninth with the Portland Trail Blazers, and they would be a half game back of the San Antonio Spurs for the eighth place spot.
And they should have beat the Thunder a few weeks ago too, so that put them at 16-20.
Yeah, and that would put them in the playoffs.
Eighth seed in the playoffs.
So there are plenty of times this year that this young team, I remember the first game that we went to when they played the Bulls, because Sam made his win prediction. He's like 35, and I'm like,
that was the podcast before we made that when I said that.
So before we went to the first game of the season, we went to opening night. Sam's win prediction was 35, which is two more than what the Grizzlies won last year with Mike and Mark most of the year. And I'm like, you are out of your mind. There's no way this team.
I believe in them.
And there is still a possibility that they might get there. I don't know. We will see. This team has impressed me this year. The maturity level. Look, I'm off track already. I was going back to talk about that first game. We went to that first game. Before the first game, Sam said 35 wins.
I was about to say, bring that up.
And then we go and watch them play against the Bulls, and this young team got destroyed.
We played so bad.
Man.
It was so bad.
They just looked awful against a Bulls team that is not really that good.
Not really.
And so Sam was like, I take it back. They're getting 12 wins or something.
I said 15.
I'm like, he watches one game and he's folding. He's
I could tell. If they play like that, they're not going to beat anybody.
Oh, no. They played terrible in that
game.
If
they play like that, yeah, they will not beat anybody. Now, Jonas had, I don't know how many rebounds.
Yeah, Jonas had a decent game. He dominated the Bulls front.
He was the point center there because Goodrich wouldn't listen to him. That was so great. Goodrich, him and Goodrich kept, that was so awesome.
They were jawing at each other.
Oh, they were. Oh, it was so great. It was so good.
But, yeah, it's great to see these guys mature and the way that this team has come together. I said that we talked about the trade deadline in the last podcast, and that's going to shake things up a little bit, but the core of this team is going to remain together. And that's something, I don't know that the Grizzlies are going to make a playoff push. They're playing well right now. They may fall apart down the stretch. These teams, like the Portland Trailblazers, are better than what they're playing right now, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe.
Do they got people hurt or something? I know they got Nurkic hurt, but they got a white side to kind of
Dame
feel that,
has missed some games this year. Okay. They just hadn't been playing well. But it's It doesn't matter. Nobody, there was not anybody on the planet that was predicting the Grizzlies to make the playoffs this year.
Mm-mm.
So if they do, yippee, like, I'm going to be there. I'll be at the playoff games.
Yep.
Going crazy.
I'm at least going to two of them.
Let's go. So it's just great. I love being this invested. But I'll give Sane another plug one more time. Go and check out his articles. He's on Twitter. You can find him. It's at Sane Asylum. And then he's got a link to his all of his articles on his Twitter page. But he writes a lot of good stuff, man. And that article really, like, it just hit me. Like, it struck a chord because he was talking about just how the expectations that you see from the fans this early for this team, we shouldn't be at this point, but it's great that we are as fans at the point that we're expecting, like, we're invested in when we're watching, okay, if the Grizzlies win this game, we're right there. We're knocking on the door. It's good stuff. Sam, you got a JV fun fact of the day?
It's a JV fun fact of the day. I do. It took me a minute to find this one because I'm saving one, but this one was neat. Do you know, and you probably don't, but what is JV's favorite karaoke song to sing?
No idea. I didn't know that he done karaoke.
See? I didn't either. But when he does do karaoke, it's YMCA. Could you imagine him singing that?
7-footer with a giant wingspan. That's a massive Y.
That, and an M and a C and an A to go along with it.
Yeah. JV's favorite
karaoke. YMCA.
Sam bringing the JV fun fact of the day.
Woot woot.
I don't really wait till the end. I just wanted to throw that in the middle there. I just felt like that was a good spot for it. Ja Morant today, he had a crossover on Jerome Robinson.
That's another one that I missed too.
But to me, that wasn't even the most impressive play that he made all day. To me, it's not even close to the most impressive
I thought it was
play.
On Shamit.
No, it wasn't on Shamit.
It wasn't on Shamit?
It was on Jerome
I missed
Robinson.
It. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was on. Never mind.
And Robinson stumbled. Ja stood there, looked at him, and then knocked down the three. He did. Like, he crossed him super hard.
He stared and looked at him.
Yeah.
I saw the replay of it, and they even put it in slow-mo. He had that look like
hit the cross. He stumbles. Jaws at the 3-point line, and Robinson stumbled all the way into the paint down by JV. Ja knocks down the three, and I'm not taking anything away from that play. It was phenomenal. But there was a play where Ja had Kawhi Leonard guarding him, and I don't have to tell you how good Kawhi Leonard is. Go back and watch the series between the Raptors and the Bucks last year. If you want to know how good of a defender Kawhi Leonard is, go and watch what he done to one of the best players in the league in the playoffs last year.
Arguably the best player in the playoffs.
Ja Morant had Kawhi on him, and he goes to the bucket and just has his way, man. And it's unbelievable how good he is this early. Just give him the Rookie of the Year. Give him the Rookie of the Year.
Well, you know, Zion's not playing, so.
Shut up, Sam.
That's all they talk about, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last show that Sam will ever be on.
I'm repeating what people have said.
There's other rookies that are having good years.
Oh, yeah.
Ja Morant's back-to-back Western Conference Rookie of the Month, as he should be.
Yep.
It's deserved.
Yep.
Man. Like, to me, the play where he took Leonard to the basket and he controlled him. He goes baseline, controls him, goes up and under,
yeah,
lays it in. And, man, I'm like, this is one of the best defenders in the league.
And Kawhi couldn't, and he couldn't stop him. I wondered what play you were talking about, because there was a couple times that Kawhi was on it, but it was that one where he was dribbling. He literally dribbled the whole time, left hand, didn't have to switch to his right, and he went and kind of hit a spin, and boom, there it was.
Yep, up and under. And
yep.
I was loving it, man. Like, I love that I knew that he was special. Watching him in college, I never would have guessed that he would be this good this early. He's on another level, man. I'm so happy that he's in Memphis. Glad that I get to watch him on a day-to-day basis.
And he will be in Memphis.
Yep. It's, man, if you have not been to a Grizzlies game,
you need to go to one.
You have to go and check it out. It is
just one.
This young team, even in losses, there is always at least three or four plays a game where this young team will get you up out of your seat. And it's great, man. It is infectious. Like, these guys, you will get invested. If you go and you watch a game live, it's unbelievable. You can watch it on TV and you can see what these guys are doing. But I don't think you really appreciate the speed and the execution that these guys are bringing to the floor every day. It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Sam, I've got nothing else about today's game. I think I've gassed them up enough. It was essentially like the Clips had one lead. It was 2-0. After that, it was all Grizzlies. The Grizzlies won 3 of the 4 quarters today. The only one they fell short in the second, but they didn't even really get destroyed. The Clippers outscored them by 5. It's just this is a great win for the Grizzlies against a good team, you know. And you know the Clippers were not full strength, but still the Clippers roster, even without Paul George and Pat Beverly,
they still have a good team.
They do. Sam, it's newsletter time.
Newsletter.
Tell them about it.
Have y'all signed up for the newsletter yet? Because I know Dave has. I have.
I got it.
Cool. It is hoop-ball.com. You go to the bottom of the page. You click on the little newsletter.
Yep. It's a little pop-up at the bottom. You enter your email address. Man, 10 to 15 seconds.
Real easy.
Yep. Leader here at HoopBall, Mr. Aaron Bruschi, does a newsletter every week, man. Covers all 30 teams free of charge. All you got to do is go and sign up. Well worth the time. And it's, you know, you can go through. He's got it. There's headers. If you don't want to read about all 30 teams, if you want to go and you want to read about your team, it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Read the good stuff. Go down and skip to your team and read about your team. Whatever you want to do, man. It is great information. It's absolutely free. Encourage all of you guys. Get out there and sign up for it.
It only takes 15 seconds.
Hoop-ball.com, bottom of the page, and your email address. Sign up for the free newsletter. You will not regret it.
I don't know where he gets the time to cover all 30 teams like that, but it's good. And it's like, it's a good read on all of them.
Yep. 100%.
Be like Nike and just do it.
All right. You can find this show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I am on Twitter at DWill2111. You can find Sam. He is at SammyB1811. Look, I threw a wrench in.
No, because you messed it up. It is SammyB1118. Look at you.
Keeping him on his toes.
SammyB1118, capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Yay, guys.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.